Thank you, Pastor. And it's great to be able to be back here today and share the platform with my former assistant, Jeff Norris, in a different role altogether today. I hope that when you walk into the sanctuary, you feel or sense the presence of God. You see, the sanctuary is a place set apart specifically for the worship of God. That's what a sanctuary is all about. And in the planning stages of the church, we went to great effort to bring glory to the Lord in every aspect of it. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about it, and I'd like you to kind of follow me through this. First of all, would you look up? You see the arches. The arches come together in a convergence at the very center of the sanctuary. And they point upwards to God. But that's not where it stops. On the outside, at exactly that same point, is where the steeple is. And the steeple comes to a sharp point, so that whether you are coming into the church or whether you are in the church, the building itself in its architecture points you to God. The second thing is the frontispiece. This was built by Clyde Simpson and designed by John Podlosky, our building committee chairman at the time. I wish John could be here. You will notice that there are three panels in that build, in that frontispiece. Each of them are exactly the same size and the same shape. And that speaks of the Trinity. Three different areas of God's personhood and ministry. And they are brought together by the canopy, which also points upwards to God. And then, of course, there is the cross. The cross is so very, very important. This cross was built by Cal Painter many years ago, and in a Friday evening, Good Friday evening communion service, when the programs were distributed, included in the programs was a piece of paper and a nail. And in the course of the message, I asked people to think about some burden on their heart or some sin that they were struggling with, and put that on the paper, and then at a particular time in the service, just before communion, people came and nailed to the cross their sins and their burdens and their problems. It is through the cross that salvation is gained. There are two ordinances in the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and I used to love to ask church boards, what are our two ordinances? I hope you know. Communion and baptism. And so this is the communion table, which speaks of our relationship with each other and our union with God. And the baptistry is where, following our conversion, we dedicate in a complete way our lives to Jesus Christ as we are buried with him in baptism and raised again in newness of life. The dove above the baptistry is symbolic of the dove that descended at the baptism of Jesus. And interestingly enough, it was made and donated by one of our senior pastors in the district, Reverend Bob Heffer. And then, of course, there is the pulpit. I sometimes preach in churches of other denominations, and most of those have the pulpit over here and the lectern over there. The reason for the pulpit in the center is that the proclamation of the word is at the center of our worship. By the way, that's one of the reasons that sometimes the sermon at least used to be longer than it is now. And then there are the windows. I'd like you to turn to the back of your bulletin, and I forgot to bring it up with me. But if you will turn to the back of your bulletin, you will find a copy of a picture of the windows. When the architect designed the church, we wanted there to be groups of threes in the sanctuary. And if you look around, you'll find groups of threes everywhere. Three ferns there, three ferns there, three ferns here. Three crosses, one there, and one over there. Three windows. And so when we decided, and the money was given to make the windows stained glass, we hired a fellow by the name of Terry Bengel from Greensburg, who is a professional stained glass artist, and asked him if he would design windows to fit. And one day he called and asked if he could come and talk to me, and I said, sure. And we spent about 2 or 3 hours together. He asked me a lot of questions and took a lot of notes. He said, do you have any idea what you would like the windows to emphasize? And I said, well, we've tried to make the theme of the sanctuary the Trinity. And he said, would you tell me how you preach or teach about the Trinity when you are emphasizing that? And I said, sure. God the Father in administration, God the Son in revelation, and God the Holy Spirit in operation. And he took fastidious notes. And then he said, Pastor, we have a problem. And I said, what's that? He said, there is space between the windows. And then I realized that we had somebody who knew something about theology. He said, you know, God is three in one and one in three. He thought about that. He said, I think we can handle it. And so when he brought the design back, we fell in love with this particular design. He brought three designs back. But you will notice that in the center window, there is the centrality of the cross. That is essential to the theology of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, the centrality of the cross. You will also notice that there is a crown on the cross that is not the crown of Christ. That is the crown of the Father, God in administration. The arms of the cross extend out to the windows at the side. Have you noticed that? And they are designed to demonstrate the love of God that goes around the world, never stopping. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The figure on the left window is a lamb, the master theme of the Bible. And the lamb is looking in on the congregation. The figure on the right window is a dove. And you'll notice that the dove is moving out from the congregation. And then if you look at the lines, they move in two directions. They either bring you in to the cross with your focus there, or they take you out from the cross so that your focus is on the world. When we come into the sanctuary, we come under the influence of the atoning work of Jesus Christ. And when we go out, it is to take the message of that gospel to all of the world. And I said, but there's one more theme that we can't ignore. And he said, what's that? And I said that the great mission of the church, the purpose of the church, is to reach people all around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the vision of our church to reach the lost for Christ. And so he put all of the colors of the rainbow in the window. And then beyond that, he helped us to understand why the missionary is the central word in our name. And so in the dark glass to the extreme ends, that dark glass represents the lost in heathen lands, you will see that there are crystals embedded in the glass. I had hoped we would see the impact of that today. We don't. But most of you know that about 3 weeks from now, this wall will be just infused with rainbows all around the building. Because when the sun is in the right position, the building is in the right position. And as the rays of the sun come through those crystals, they emphasize the promise of God, that wonderful promise of God in the rainbow. One day, when I was pastor, I slipped into the sanctuary and sat down in about the third seat from the back for a little while, just to meditate. I often did that when nobody was here. And it was a day like today. The sun was shining. And I had been praying, and I lifted my eyes, and there were the rainbows. And I sat and watched them. And they move, you know. Have you ever noticed that they move? And it was as if God said to me, "See, my creation, the universe in motion." And I exclaimed to him, "What a God you are." This all to his glory. Let it touch your hearts as you come to worship.